Unit 5. Lesson 17. Exercise 2. Listen to the situations and the questions. Choose the best responses. 1.
You are looking forward to going sightseeing. Your mother says to you, "Let's go to visit Window of the World tomorrow." What do you say?
2.
You want to see a film. You go to buy tickets, but the ticket seller says there are no tickets left. What do you say?
3.
You can't find your cat. You are looking for it. You meet your neighbour, Mr. Shu. He asks, "What is it like?" What do you say?
4.
Your friend tells you that he has been in hospital for a month. What do you say?
5.
Your friend tells you that she is going to Spain. What do you say?
Lesson 18. Exercise 1. Listen to the sentences and fill in the missing words.
1. What will you do after you dig the ground? 2. I'll plant my seeds in a straight line. 3. Just follow me. You'll find the post office on the left. 4. Who is lying on the bed? 5. My friend rang me at noon. 6. Many people came to the party. A number of them brought their friends.
Exercise 4. Listen to the story. Choose the correct answers to complete the sentences.
One winter morning, a farmer was going home. He found a snake lying on the road. The snake was dying because it was very cold. The man was very kind. He took the snake home and put it beside the fire. When the snake woke up, it began to bite the children. This made the farmer very sad. He decided he had to kill the snake.
Lesson 19. Exercise 1. You will hear 3 conversations. Read the questions and choose the correct answers. Conversation 1. Answer questions 1 and 2.
Jack, I just heard that someone in your family has had an accident. Was it your wife, Betty?
No, my daughter, Linda. She fell off her bike and hurt her left hand.
I'm sorry to hear that. Is there anything I can do for her?
No, she's fine now, but thanks, Barbara.
Conversation 2. Answer questions 3 and 4.
What are you doing here, Tom?
I'm looking for my dog. I haven't seen him since last night. Have you seen him, Kate?
I'm not sure. A dog followed me to the shops this morning. I thought that it looked like yours. Maybe it was yours.
I hope so. I'll go and have a look. Thanks.
Conversation 3. Answer questions 5 and 6.
You look worried, Yingtian. What's the matter?
I'm worried about my exam.
Oh dear, was it difficult?
There were a number of very hard questions. And I think I made a lot of mistakes. I hope Mum and Dad won't be angry.
Exercise 3. Listen to the situations and the questions. Choose the best responses. 1. You are waiting for your friend at the station. He arrives 30 minutes late. He has cut his hand. What do you say to him? 2.
You are buying a train ticket. It is 12:30. Your friend looks at the timetable and says there is a train at noon. What do you say?
3. Your friend drops a cup on the floor. He says sorry. What do you say? 4.
Your teacher, Mr. Guo, says the sentence, "What is my name?" and asks you to repeat it. What do you say?
5. Someone gives you a cup of coffee and asks, "Do you like it with sugar or without?" What do you say? Exercise 4. Listen to the questions and repeat them after the tape. Choose the best answers.
1. Which city has the smallest population? Guangzhou, Shanghai, Tianjin, or Beijing? 2. Which country has the largest population? Australia, France, India, or Canada? 3. Which animal is the tallest? A dog, a kangaroo, a horse, or a lion? 4. Which game has the most players? Badminton, volleyball, basketball, or table tennis? 5. Which runs the fastest? A frog, a turtle, a monkey, or a lion? 6. Which language has the most speakers in the world? Chinese, French, Japanese, or English? 7. Which can travel the fastest? Light, a plane, a train, or a car? 8. Which month is the hottest in Australia? January, April, June, or October?
Lesson 20. Exercise 1. Listen to the sentences and fill in the missing words. 1. The farmer dug the ground and planted the seeds. 2. The children lay on the ground to look at the stars. 3. I think that the two boys fought because they both wanted the toy. 4. We dropped the sweets and had to pick them up again, one by one. 5. The little girl has a number of paper planes. She made them herself, without any help. Exercise 3. Listen to the conversations and complete the sentences. 1.
When is your birthday, Lehi?
December 12th.
Really? My birthday is on December the 12th too.
We have the same birthday.
2.
Can you help me for a moment, Xiaoling?
Certainly, Huang Tao. What is it?
What's 12.4 times 3?
Let me see. 12.4 times 3 is 36.2.
I don't think that's right.
3. How old is Mr. Guo, our English teacher, Annie?
He's about 40, I think.
He looks much younger than that. 4.
What colour is your school uniform, Ding Jiachong?
Blue and white.
Do you like it?
I think it's very smart.
5.
Where do you live, Liu Jun?
I live in Renmin Road.
Is your house near your school?
Yes, it's only 5 minutes away.
Exercise 4. Listen to the passage and answer the questions.
In many parts of China, farmers grow rice. Usually the farmers grow more rice than they need. But if there is a bad harvest, they can have a difficult time. In South China, farmers plant rice 2 or 3 times a year. Rice grows quickly and easily in places like South China because it is warm and wet and the soil is good. In the past, farmers worked very, very hard on their farms during spring, summer, and autumn. But after the harvest, they could rest. That was the time they had their harvest festivals. Many countries have a harvest festival.